closing out at least today's coverage of the 2018 Sea Recovery Collections Academy in beautiful Bloomington, Minnesota. Look who I ran into, Mr. John Tavares, NAFQ's compliance officer. Mm-hmm. Welcome. How are you?
Good.
So you spoke earlier today about the new Military Lending Act. Some guidance there. Is your loan legal? That was kind of like the title of it. Can you give us a quick overview on what you talked about?
Sure. I gave a brief overview of what the Military Lending Act is all about. Mm-hmm. The new guidance came out, I guess it's not really new, but came out in December of last year. Mm-hmm. But it caused a big uproar.
Oh, I remember.
Especially in regards to indirect lending because of the interpretation that DOD took. So mm-hmm. we discussed that a little bit. And then I discussed what to do when you find out that your loan violates the MLA.
Uh-oh. So what do you do?
Actually, that was a short discussion because we don't know what you do.
Oh, really?
There's nothing in the regulation talks about what happens other than it says the loan is void from inception. So we don't know what the courts are going to do, whether or not they're going to say the loan is void,
right.
Or if they're going to say it's voidable.
You start over, or
do you start over? Does yeah. the borrower get a free car? Do they get? We just don't know how the courts.
Sounds
are
like a game show
it.
Now.
Yeah,
you get a free car through this. Wow. Oh my God. So there's a lot of ambiguity here. So it sounds
not
like
so much ambiguity. There's just a lot of holes that we need the courts to interpret and. I asked everyone there, I don't know how many people, there was a bunch of people there, and I asked them if anyone has had any case involving the Military Lending Act, and not a single hand was raised. I haven't found a single reported case on. So I know the lower courts are discussing this, but it's going to be a while. Lower courts are going to disagree with other lower courts.
Right.
Their decisions aren't binding on other courts. So it's going to take a while until it gets through the appeals courts. As we know.
So what do we do in the meantime? Is it just business as usual or just be really diligent in this area? Or what do you do?
For collections, it's going to be really hard because you're getting the loan after the fact.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At loan origination, you really want to dot your I's and cross your T's and make sure you got your disclosures and everything's...
Well, you're doing that anyway.
So you're doing it anyways, but
extra
you need to be
diligent.
Extra. But there's that subset of loans where the indirect lending happened before the DOD came out with that ruling that potentially could have violated the MLA because indirect lenders weren't even following the MLA. They didn't think the loans applied to them.
Oh.
So...
Gosh.
So there's this whole...
This gets more interesting by the day or by the minute.
Yeah, so we don't know what's going to happen with those loans.
Wow. So what were some of the takeaways from your talk today? I mean, just be, like I said earlier, just be ever diligent here and like you said,
be extra diligent when you're originating the loan for a collections officer. Whenever they get the loan, make sure that everything was taken care of. And then... If you find that the loan has violated the MLA, at that point, you're going to have to make a business decision as to whether or not you want to write it off as a loss or you want to go ahead and risk trying to collect on a potentially void loan and then having to deal with the courts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but eventually, someone's going to have to deal with the courts.
It sure sounds like it.
You know, or everyone's going to write off loans.
Wow, what a topic this is.
Yeah.
And there's no end in sight, it sounds like.
Well,
or hopefully sometime in 2019, hopefully?
Hopefully.
Somebody makes a decision somewhere?
Hopefully the DOD comes out with another clarification. They've come out with three clarifications already.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they come out with another one that says what you do when a loan is violated, or when a loan does violate the MLA. But until then, we just don't know if there is a cure, how to cure it, or if the loan is void and never happens.
This sounds eerily similar to the whole ADA litigation going on right now because there's no regulations surrounding the website and ADA right now.
So
and nobody will like come up with regulations. Nobody will set some rules for us, so it's still kind of up in the air right now.
It's all going to be done through litigation.
Yeah.
And of course, credit unions are going to be litigation adverse, so they're going to end up settling, and we're not going to know because the settlements are all going to be...
Yeah.
Confidential.
Exactly. So. Oh, what a pickle. What a pickle. Yeah. Anything else we can do in the meantime to kind of wrap up here? What can we do?
Hurry up and wait.
All right. That's a great message. And so this, my last question here was like kind of the importance of it all, though. What's the significance of all this?
Well, I guess the importance is, question I get a lot of times is, people say, John, I don't lend to military members. I don't, there's not a base within 100 miles of me.
Yeah.
You know? The problem is MLA covers active duty service members and their dependents. You know, when I was in the Navy, my wife stayed at her mom's house for a while because I was always gone on the ship. So had she got a loan, you know, the MLA wasn't around when I was in the Navy.
She'd have to follow the rules today.
Yeah, I mean, so a bank in Northern California, not within 300 miles of a Navy base, would have to...
be affected.
May have to comply with the military lending.
Or even kids, you know, getting their first car in high school, college, whatever.
College age. If you're in college, you're still a dependent.
Yeah.
You know, so you go off to Iowa. Well, there's probably an army base in Iowa, but
sure, somewhere.
You go off somewhere.
Right.
You know, there's no base within, you know, your lending footprint.
Yeah.
You still have to potentially deal with the MLA.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What a topic, John. Well, it sounds like I have you busy on the speaking circuit for a while. I'm talking about this type of stuff. So
I try.
Kudos to you for helping, trying to help us, educate us on what's going on here. Good stuff. All right. Well, anything else to wrap up? Any final words? Cool. All right, John. Well, thank you very much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.